5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this. So, I found out a connection between me and you.
Okay.
So, Ivor Ragnarsson was killed in Dublin, but he was buried in north of England.
Is this a real person?
Ivor Ragnarsson.
Yeah.
Ivor the Boneless.
Oh, I turned into you now, haven't I? Oh, this
are
is
you taking the piss?
I don't know much about Vikings, if I'm honest with you.
Ivor the Boneless. One of the most notorious Vikings there's been.
I know fuck all about Vikings. Look at you. Look at the head in you. You're distraught over this.
Because you don't have to... I'm not into heavy metal fucking music, but I've heard of fucking Marilyn Manson. I've heard of Rob Zombie. I'm not into horror movies.
Can you name me any of their songs?
What?
Can you name me any of their songs?
Is one called Fucking Dark Days? Or
Dark Days?
Sweet Love?
Tainted Love?
Tainted Love, there we go.
And that was a cover.
Ivor the Boneless. Ivor Ragnarsson.
Should I know who this is?
Yes.
Ivor the Boneless.
Ivor the Boneless.
Ivor the Boneless. Hang on. Like, if I look this up and see imagery, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm familiar.
Well, right. I can tell you now, a lot of images what are going to come up is probably from the show Vikings. But there will be paintings and sketches of him.
Nah, it's not there. Oh yeah, Dublin, yeah.
Died in Dublin.
Yeah.
And he was buried in...
Why was he buried in the north of England?
What?
Why was he buried in the north of England?
Settlement, obviously, over there. Well, right. So the burial, they're not 100% sure. So they found a burial site in Ripton. But I think there's like over 100 Vikings buried there. But amongst them, there's one what stands out. So they think it's Ivor.
Oh, he was the disabled one.
Brittle bone disease.
Yeah, he was disabled, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, I just had a quick look here because I was like, do I know who this is? I don't know who the fuck that is. And it said, onset of terrible disease that might have been linked to his disability. And wasn't he paralyzed or something?
Brittle bone disease.
I'm not into like Vikings and like you watch all like the fucking dramas about them and all that shite.
Documentaries.
You know, yeah, yeah, but like you love your dramas.
Yeah.
You love all that shit. Yeah, and I'm just not really into those type of shows. I feel like
Hang on. No. We're not mulling over that.
What?
You saying that shite when you watch Kardashians.
Yeah.
Golden Girls.
Oh, hold on now. Golden Girls is iconic.
It's the worst acting I've ever seen.
You can go fuck yourself. Like, I'll fight you. I'll fight you right now, right? I will not hear a wrong word about Golden Girls, okay? Okay? We can debate about the Kardashians. I know it's utter rubbish, okay? That's fine. But...
it's a shower of shit.
The reason... I'm not saying they're bad shows or anything, like the Viking show and... That Rome show I used to watch. What was it called? Was it just called Rome?
Rome, yeah.
That I couldn't be dealing with it. The thing, right, the story might be good, but where I start to get pissed off is every time you look up, there's just fucking. They put so much sex into it just to get people into it.
There's not that much in Vikings.
Okay, I'll take your word.
There's a fair bit, but not...
It, like, I don't have an issue with there being sex in the show, but when it's literally, it's just shoehorned in to get people to watch, I get fed up with it. It's like, can we get back to the story? Yeah, there's a naked lady. What's happening next? What's going on with that battle? Or well, what have
it
you?
It doesn't... Right. We get enough topic.
Okay.
So there's a connection between me and you.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the most notorious Vikings there's ever been.
Yeah, he was a devil.
Died in Dublin.
Yeah.
And was buried my way.
Where?
Ripton, I think.
I don't know where that is. I'm actually enjoying this, though, you telling me something and me getting to be the arse going, where, who, why? Because usually I get it fired at me.
I don't do that.
You don't?
No.
All right. I bet anyone who listens will disagree, but... you ready to get back into this then, yeah?
Yes,
give
I am.
A second. Right, so today, excluding the... rant about Vikings and television shows. We're back for part two of The Strange Ways Prison Riot. What are you pulling a face at?
I don't like this, Mark. Right? Whenever you're starting the fucking episode with some a random fact or, you know, something, anything you want to talk about,
yeah,
we'll talk about it and then we get into the episode. I come up with something and did you say? A fucking rant.
No, there's nothing wrong with what you brought up, but we did kind of get off the point, didn't we? You brought up Golden Girls, for fuck's sake. Kardashians. No, there's nothing wrong with what you said. It's just we strayed a bit. But yeah, well, we get back into Strange Ways Prison Riot. Okay?
Okay. So we're on day six.
We're on day six. So just to refresh, they're in the chapel. They took over. They ended up getting keys. Shit went awry. It got bad.
Fuck that. You want a recap? Go listen to part one.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll just quickly say by day five, they had 26 remaining. Okay?
Yeah. Started off with a few hundred.
That's where we left off. Day five. Yeah. There was 26 remaining. One of the officers talked to one of the inmates and he basically said, fuck you. He went back up onto the roof. And that's where we left it. So, we're now on day six. 24 remain. Tactics now turned to mental warfare.
So that's like, what, cutting water off?
No. Basically, they were trying to keep the prisoners sleep deprived.
Okay.
So, lights, music, siren... even bangers were being hurled up onto the roof at the prisoners. So they are basically just like, right, nothing's working. Just break them down mentally. That's the only thing they can think of at this point. What else do you have?
Yeah.
So, yeah, lights, music, sirens, bangers being hurled up onto the roof. The officers would also chant beast at the prisoners. And beast was prison slang for sex offenders. So yeah. It was just to get them really fucking riled up. Same again, as I've said before, there's footage of this and you can see them like beating on, you know, the riot shields and shouting at them. So we're jumping on to day nine now. Again, like this point, this was a long riot.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we're on day nine, at this point, it's jumping to where there was certain instance of note.
Yeah.
So on day nine, there is now 20 remaining. They began blasting them with water. Like, just like high pressure fucking hoses. Again, there's photos, you can see it. Jumping on to day 16. Three more surrendered due to food poisoning. That brought the total down to 7 left remaining. Now, just think of how crazy that is for a second. Day 16 of a prison riot.
They're a bit, like, I don't want to call them wimps, but I go to work with food poisoning, and they left the riot for it.
What?
I've gone to work scuttering the hole off me. That'll be cut, I think.
keep it in if you want. I don't... Okay, if I'm sick, I'm done. Like, when I get nauseous... No. Like, we were talking about this the other day. If I'm sick, I can't... I'm literally laid on the floor. I can't do anything. I can't talk to you. I can't move. Yeah. I'm done. So I understand it. I mean... Apparently you go to work scuttering the arse off yourself. You shouldn't, but that's your business. So, day 23. By day 23, 7 still remained. At this point, they arranged to meet with Alan Lord once again. And it really does seem like he was the one they felt would listen and would cooperate.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even if they didn't get somewhere, he would at least hear what they're saying and maybe bring it back to the other lads and try to come to some type of an understanding. Yeah. So they arranged to meet with him, but they were waiting to capture him. At this point, they'd had enough. They were fucking done. So they were waiting for Alan, and they had another team hidden on the floor above just in case he got away. This is how fucking bad it is. To capture one guy, they've got two teams in place.
Yeah.
So he made his way down to meet them, and he said as soon as he got down there, he knew what they were doing. Tried to make a run for it, but they managed to get him. And this made the remaining rioters even more persistent. Day 25. Day 25 of this fucking riot. 6 remaining. And it had finally been approved to retake the prison by force. Okay?
Okay.
Over 100 officers entered the prison. Again, 6 prisoners, 100 officers. Okay? As soon as the prisoners saw them, they made a run for the roof. They love that roof.
Yeah.
Very fond of it. They set up a camp there. They did manage to capture 1.
That was it?
1. Yep. 5 remain. But they're now cornered on the roof. Still defiant. Still hanging on in there. So while officers were telling them that they were taken back to prison, one of the rioters said something along the lines of, "You can fucking have it, there's nothing left of it." Now, this was, again, this is in the documentary when the prisoner said this. And I don't know if he's maybe, like, if he's saying, "I remember saying this exactly," or what, but I really hope he did, because that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Nothing fucking left of it. Now, that afternoon, Brendan O'Friel, the governor, he'd had enough. That afternoon, the final day of the riot, he handed over the prison. Couldn't do it. He was done. And after nearly 9 hours of negotiations, the final 5 surrendered. A cherry picker was brought in to remove them.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see them. They're literally like holding their fists up. They're kind of like, "We did it."
Yeah.
But, you know. And with that, the riot ended. 25 days. Like, 25 days. Think about that for a sec. Like, basically a month of these prisoners just running amok. You know what I mean? It's insane. And it was the longest prison riot in British history. And I had a look around, and from what I could see, it seems to be the longest, or one of the longest overall. I couldn't find anywhere saying it was that, but I couldn't find anywhere that beat that.
Yeah.
You know, there was one in, I think it was in America. I want to say Ohio. That might not be right. And that was 11 days, which is still incredible, you know. So
those Brits beat the Yanks at some of it.
As far as I can see, yeah, you's...
we're more stubborn.
You's had the biggest prison riot. Congratulations.
Yeah, very proud.
And the thing about it is, it wasn't just the Strangeways prison that was affected by this riot. It did influence further acts of protest at other prisons. Now, I've got a list as long as me fucking arm here. Okay. Hull. Walpole was affected. Gartry, although protests had actually started there a few days earlier over conditions in that prison.
Okay.
Kirkham, Rochester, Lindholm, Lownewton, Bedford, Durham, Winchester, Leeds, Dartmoor. And with Dartmoor, after some prisoners were transferred from Dartmoor to Bristol, there was then a protest in Bristol. Cardiff, Stoke Heath, Brixton, Pentonville, Stafford, Shepton Mallet, Verney, Shotts, Swansea, Pucklechurch, and also a Young Offenders Institute in Glenparva. And all of these protests, they range from simple sit-downs to, again, destroying the gaff, making their way to the rooftops, and I think it was one of them also took an officer hostage. And the Dartmoor protests, they displayed a banner that read, "Strange ways, we are with you." So it's kind of...
Dartmoor is a bad one.
Is it? Do you know whereabouts that is? I don't actually know myself.
Down south, innit?
I don't know. Well, they said they were transferred from Dartmoor to Bristol, so I'd imagine it wouldn't have been too far of a distance from Bristol.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's kind of a mixture of, I suppose it's an opinion, were some of these copycats or were other ones who kind of got the courage to do it because, yeah, we're fucking sick of this too and it's showing solidarity.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's probably a mixture of both. There was actually, God, I can't remember the date of it now. There was another protest at Strange Ways. There was another guy who climbed onto the roof and started acting the Egypt. More recently. I'll have to look that up as well.
Mm-hmm.
I had opened some tabs to do with Strange Ways riots and protests. And I had them all open, ready to go through them. And as I was going through them, I was like, who the fuck's this guy? Look at what he's wearing. This is like modern. What the fuck? Yeah, someone else tried it. It wasn't quite as big a scale as this one, though.
Heroic.
No. So, the riot resulted in 147 officers being injured, as well as 47 prisoner injuries. Also resulted in the death of one prisoner and one officer.
What were the death of the prisoner?
I'll get into it now in a minute.
Okay. This is what lead us to this, huh?
Mm. So as for the repercussions for the rioters... 9 were charged with rioting under Section 1 of the Public Order Act 1986. 6 of them were charged with the murder of Derek White, and that was the prisoner. Paul Taylor and Alan Lord were 2 of those who were actually charged with the murder. But all of those that were charged with the murder, they were all acquitted. Because of unreliable eyewitnesses, but also because Derek White... he had a pre-existing thrombotic condition and there's a possibility that that was the cause of his death.
What's that?
A blood clot.
Why did you just say blood clot?
Well, I did when you asked.
What?
Never mind. So, Paul Taylor, he received 10 years and that was the maximum sentence that was allowed to be handed down. Others received sentences ranging from 4 to 9.5 years. During the second trial, 14 were charged, including Alan Lord, who was acquitted during the first trial. So, 2 pled guilty to violent disorder and were sentenced to 4 and 5 years. But they were actually freed as they had already served time while on remand.
Mm.
The other 12 defendants pled not guilty to grievous bodily harm with intent and conspiracy to riot. 2 were acquitted. The rest were found guilty of conspiracy to commit grievous bodily harm with intent, but the charges of conspiracy to riot, they were dropped. And their sentences ranged from 4 to 10 years. Now, while sentencing, the judge said, quote, "You had your period of arrogance and violence in front of the world, but now the price must be paid and paid by you." I think fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You heard it here first. So there was only 5 defendants present on the day of the verdict, right?
Mm.
One was being treated in a psychiatric hospital, and six were on the run. Yeah. The remaining 26 got a plea deal, okay? They would plead guilty to violent disorder with all other charges dropped. But one defendant didn't take the deal. He was convicted of conspiracy to commit grievous bodily harm and received a 30-month sentence. So, as for the six who had escaped, they received 18 months and one of them got an extra 2 years because he'd actually legged it twice. Yeah.
Some do. Some will just keep going.
Yeah. He's a persistent little fucker.
Yeah.
There was also further convictions for perverting the course of justice. Two received 3 years for this, and one of them was Paul Taylor. So there was also a 5-month inquiry into the riot at Strangeways, as well as disturbances in other prisons. And this was called the Wolf Report. So letters were sent to every officer and prisoner in the country. 1,300 prisoners and 430 officers responded. Many of the points stated in the responses were included in the final report.
Mm-hmm.
There were 12 key points of recommendation with 204 other proposals, okay? Number one, closer cooperation between the different parts of the criminal justice system. For this purpose, a national forum and local committees should be established. Number two, more visible leadership of the prison service by a director general who is and is seen to be the operational head and in day-to-day charge of the service. To achieve this, there should be a published compact or contract given by ministers to the director general of the prison service, who should be responsible for the performance of that contract and publicly answerable for the day-to-day operations of the prison service. Number three, increased delegation of responsibility to governors of establishments. Number four, an enhanced role for prison officers. Number five, a compact or contract for each prisoner setting out the prisoner's expectations and responsibilities in the prison in which he or she is held. Number six, a national system of accredited standards with which in time each prison establishment will be required to comply. Number seven, a new prison rule that no establishment should hold more prisoners than is provided for in its certified normal level of accommodation, with provisions for Parliament to be informed if exceptionally there is to be a material departure from that rule. Number eight, a public commitment from ministers setting a timetable to provide access to sanitation for all inmates in the earliest practical date, not later than February 1996. Number nine, better prospects for prisoners to maintain their links with families and their community through more visits and home leaves and through being located in community prisons as near to their homes as possible. Number 10, a division of prison establishments into small and more manageable and secure units. Number 11, a separate statement of purpose, separate conditions, and generally a lower security categorization for remand prisoners. And finally, number 12, improved standards of justice within prisons involving the giving of reasons to a prisoner for any decision which materially and adversely affects him, a grievance procedure and disciplinary proceedings which ensure that the governor deals with most matters under his present powers, relieving Board of Visitors and their adjudicatory role, and providing for final access and an independent complaints adjudicatory. Okay, you're not going to know this listening because Neil is going to do a great, fantastic, beautiful job of editing. But that took me like how many, like 10 goes to get that last one out? Jesus Christ.
If you want, I can put my edited version in. No. We'll keep that in and then you'll hear TV static and then I'll do the edited version.
That was an ordeal.
That was about 8 minutes to read them 12.
That I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just think that, because I was debating whether to put this in or not, because it's very wordy, you know?
So but Brits.
It's a very important part because it, like I'm going to talk about now, it's moving forward from this and what changes can we make, yeah. You know? But Again, I'm sorry. So, with all that being said, the final report also pointed the blame at officers for abandoning the chapel, which, quote, effectively handed the prison to the prisoners. Also included were the contributing factors to the riot, in which the conditions were considered, quote, intolerable, and that there was a, quote, combination of errors from the side of staff and management. There was also blame put on the government for failing to, quote, provide the resources to the prison service, which were needed to enable the service to provide for an increased prison population in a humane manner.
Say provide more.
That's a quote. But, I mean, yeah, like, it's a big issue, has been, still is, still will be, overcrowding.
Always going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because they lock people up for no.
Yeah. TV license?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Sorry, can I just tell our American and Canadian listeners about that? So what they do here in Ireland, you can't own a TV. So say you've got a TV just to play the PlayStation. No, you need a TV license.
Yeah, I don't know if they brought it in or they're going to. That it's if you have a screen, something you can watch TV on. Yeah.
So they will come and knock on your door and ask to come in to see if you have a TV because they've got it on records, but you haven't got a license. If you refuse or they eventually find out, but you have got a TV, you can go to prison. But what they do is they'll take you to prison. Some of them, there was a woman not long back. She was in prison for about 2 hours.
Mm.
They released her. They fed her in prison, released her, gave her money for a taxi fare, and gave her a voucher to get something to eat. All for the sake of what? Like, that was taxpayers' money.
Mm. It's the stupidest fucking thing. Like, I don't agree with it. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
I think you'd struggle to find someone who does agree with it.
Well, yeah, no one agrees with it. It's stupid. But if you're going to do it, why don't they do it like tolls on the motor? I'm not saying this is a good idea either, but would it not make more sense to do, okay, you don't pay for it where you get a penalty. So either people are going to go, oh shit, I better pay it now, or people aren't going to pay it. It's one or the other. Rather than taking up officers' time, like, it's ridiculous.
And the difference between England and here. So here it goes by if you have a TV set. In the UK it goes by if you've got an aerial plugged into your TV.
Yeah. Either way, it's ridic. So, it was also said that in the weeks leading up to the riot, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Dozens of messages were passed to officers that indicated the troubles that were ahead. So had they took heed, this could have been avoided.
Yeah.
So Governor Brendan O'Friel, he was said to have actually been very progressive and humane. Okay. He was actually met with pushback from some of his staff when he tried to implement changes when he started at Strange Ways.
Okay.
So he took a lot of shit because he was the governor.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does seem as though he actually from the get-go in the 80s was trying. He was trying to make it better. He made a comment and he said something along the lines of, during a press conference while this was happening, it was an explosion of evil. And he was met with a bit of shit.
Yeah.
For doing that, a bit of backlash. But I think he said something later about, like, you know, I said that and, you know, I'm watching, like, from his point of view, he's trying to make it better and he's getting shit on by his staff. He's getting shit on by the inmates.
Yeah.
He's kind of just sat there like, I give up. What can I do? You know? But he was said to be trying his best.
Irish, is he?
It did say he was a devout Catholic and it, like, I watched an interview with him as well. He's definitely English, you know what I mean? Or at least lived there.
It's just that I heard the name.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's Brendan O'Friel and he's a devout Catholic. So I don't know if he's Irish and lived in the UK for fucking years or he's in like first generation English or whatever the fuck. But yeah.
British.
So as for Strange Ways itself, At the start of this episode, I mentioned that the prison was designed to hold 970 prisoners. At the time of the riot, the prison was holding 1,647.
Fuck.
That's more than 970.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit more. And that consisted of over 900 convicted adults, 500 on remand, and a further 210 convicted young offenders. So many of the cells there were designed to hold one, and they were actually holding three. Another big issue for prisoners was slopping out. Now, do you know what slopping out is?
What?
Do you know what slopping out is?
Yeah. Sleeping in the common areas.
No, it's not. Did you literally say yeah and take a pot shot?
Yeah.
No, okay. It's a bit worse than that. So
sleeping on the shitter.
No. Slopping out is when you don't have proper toilet facilities. So basically the prisoners would have to use a bucket.
Shit in a bucket.
Shit and piss, yeah, in a bucket. And then slopping out was the next morning or whenever, they would get their buckets and have to empty them all. So you would have to use the bucket, leave it there for however long.
This is why, right, you disagreed with me. Well, you said, it's not all that. No. This riot kicked off because the prison were a shithole. Like, they
were
mistreated.
I don't disagree with that. No, I fully agree with that. It was not okay how these people were having to live. The bit I disagree with is saying that all of them were doing it for the right reasons. With any riot, no matter what it's about, there's always people, even if it was initially for a good reason, there's always people who loot,
the
arson,
ones who was
attack.
In it the longest was doing it for the right reason.
I have slightly mixed feelings about that.
You might. This is my opinion.
Okay.
I can have my own opinion.
You can,
Megan.
You absolutely can. This is your podcast. It's your world.
It's not my podcast. I'm the fucking circus clown who has to fucking sit here and take abuse and have to look at scary shit.
But you don't have to. I just think it's funny when you do.
Then I have to watch Lion King or fucking...
Yeah, to ease yourself.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So we just said about slopping out. Facilities in the cells hadn't actually been updated since Victorian times.
Fuck off.
Yeah. So when did I say it was built in? 1886, I think I said. That's quite a time. So, again, the slopping out, using the bucket as your toilet.
Yeah.
You have to also remember their cell was their dining area.
Fucking hell.
Mm-hmm. So combine that with the lack of toilet facilities.
So they'd eat in the room, same room what's got a bucket of shite.
Yes, and also don't forget, a lot of them meant held one, held three. So three different people's excrement. And I'm going to make it even worse for you. Shitting in a bucket, dining area.
Mm-hmm.
You're also locked in your cell for 22 hours a day. So that's getting fucking ripe in the summertime.
But at least... Like, that all sounds bad, yeah?
Yes.
It is. But I don't know if I'd prefer to be in my own cell shitting in a bucket. Right?
For sake.
Or, do you remember on 60 Days In when they were in, was it Louisiana? Where the fuck were they? And
Atlanta?
No, it wasn't Atlanta. And it was that overpopulated. They were sleeping in the common areas and they were having to go to other people's cells and ask to use the toilet.
That the first one, Clark County.
Clark County.
I can't... Where the fuck was that?
Clark County.
No, but like what state was... I can't remember.
But yeah, I think I'd prefer to shit in my own bucket in my own cell than have to go and ask, can I shit in your toilet?
Yeah, but bear in mind you're sharing it with two other people.
Yeah, but...
It's not just your bucket, Neil.
But you've got to go in someone else's cell.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, that was awful. It was fucking shit. Yeah, so kept in their cells for 22 hours a day, and the only time they really got to leave was for their 1 hour of exercise a day, a weekly shower, or slopping out.
So a weekly shower?
Yeah. Something that, it's not funny, it's fucking gross, but it was kind of funny. There was an officer talking about the slopping out, and he said, you know, they'd line up, they'd come out their cells, they'd have their bucket, and they had like a, I can't remember if he said it was like a, what do you call it? You know, them like, right, there was an area where they, there was an area where they emptied the excrement, okay? And they'd have an officer standing by while they were doing, just, you know, keeping order, keeping the line moving and shit. And he said that some of them, when they'd empty it, they'd kind of slosh the bucket. So you'd get piss and shit like flicked at you as they threw it. And he was like, you know, like, oh, it's fucking sick. And he's like, you could tell some of them were grinning like, fuck you. Which, yeah, I mean,
all of them were fucking doing
yeah,
that.
I mean, fucking, oh, it's horrible, but I can get it, I think. Yeah. Another big issue was the excessive use of Lergactyl, or it was also known as liquid cosh.
Huh? What's that?
So, Lergactyl was a sedative that they used to control prisoners. So, if someone was getting a bit out of hand, just boom.
Yeah.
Sedate them.
Douse them.
Yeah. Douse them, yeah.
Bit of Irish came out.
Yeah, it fucking did.
Douse them.
Douse them. Yeah. I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah.
They're getting out of hand, fucking drug them. I mean, it's no good. Another issue which was actually mentioned earlier in the Wolf Report was that they wanted to be able to connect with their families more. They weren't getting to see their families very much, which, I mean, I think anyone can understand that. It's bad enough you're locked away. And especially, it's like some of these prisoners, like, obviously some people are in there for more horrific crimes and things, but you've got people on remand. You've got young offenders. You know, it's not all the worst of the worst. It's people who are just being held.
Yeah. You know,
and they're being treated so fucking excessively.
See, it's like, it's a very hard one to be making the decisions, because you've got some prisons, you know, it's overcrowded and they're shitting in a bucket. You know?
Yes.
They haven't got the right facilities. Whereas you look at other prisons and it's like, they've got a fucking PlayStation, a TV in
Norway
the room.
Norway is supposed to be insane.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's meant to be just like apartments, isn't it?
That is exactly what it's like, fucking full on leather sofas.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, where's the grey area? Like, how can there be a prison what's got fuck all and then another prison and they've got a PlayStation in the fucking cell?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't believe
know.
They should have a fucking PlayStation in the cell.
Well, you lock someone.
You're in there for a reason.
It's a grey area, I think. I don't know. I think you lock someone up and you treat them like an animal, you're going to get an animal back. Do you know what I mean? Someone's going to act aggressive. They're going to be frustrated. They're going to be pissed off. But yeah, there's also the argument for you send someone away and they're having the time of their lives. I don't know where the line is for reform.
Yeah, but there's a reason why it doesn't work. Right, so when I was a kid, you know, if I got sent home, if I got suspended from school, because I had PlayStation and stuff at home.
You were delighted.
Yeah. And I'd do it again and again. I was getting suspended at least once a month.
I think it depends on the type of person you are, though. So this is something I told you about when I was a little kid. So if I had acted up, behaved badly, whatever, my mother would put me in my room and put me in timeout and go, you're staying in there. Don't come out. That's the end of it. And like she said to me, like laughing, like, I don't get it. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, I would put you in your room. All of your toys and everything were there. But she said, you were just so disgusted that you were getting punished. You wouldn't play with anything. You wouldn't, you know, you could have if you wanted to. But you were just like, how dare you?
That
I just sat
that.
There fuming. Yeah,
I can believe that.
So I think it depends on the person you are. I was so focused on the punishment I was receiving. I was indignant about it.
Indignant?
I was devastated. I was just like, how dare you do this to me? Whereas you, on the other hand, didn't give a fuck. You were just like, punish me. I'm getting my way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not perfect. It's not going to work for everyone. But, I mean, this wasn't working for anyone.
Yeah.
How it was being run here. So, moving on to the cost of all of this.
Okay.
It was monumental, Neil. It was not good.
Well, right. There was a riot a couple of days ago in Dublin that lasted 3 hours.
I thought it would have been longer than that. I don't know. It was one evening, anyway.
Yeah, one evening, and that was over 10 million euros.
Tens of million, they said.
Oh, tens?
Tens of million, yeah.
Oh, I've been telling people 10.
Who are you telling? If you're going around spreading the word.
I told a couple of people.
But yeah, the cost of this was large. Between the rebuild...
Mid to high.
Between the rebuild of the prison, the police inquiry, and the court cases, the total was £112 million.
Fucking hell.
And, yeah, this was in 1990, and then the court cases, you know, subsequent years.
Yeah.
Once you adjust that for inflation, it's about double.
Fuck.
Yeah. So... I know, it's shocking. The prison would reopen on the 27th of May in 1994, and that cost 55 million out of the 112.
Thing is, it does sound ridiculous, but if that's what it cost...
They wrecked the fucking gaff. The roof was gone, like.
Yeah, if that's what it cost to give them better...
Yes, I know what you mean. Better standards, better quality, better treatment in general as a human being. Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, so it did bring about changes, obviously. Slopping out was abolished in England and Wales in 1996.
Fucking hope so.
Yeah, I know. It's brutal, like. It took a bit longer for Scotland.
I can understand that.
So... It was scheduled for 1999, but it was delayed. And Peterhead Prison was the last prison without adequate sanitation. And they had to use chemical toilets. So it was somewhat better, but not great.
Chemical cars is? Like porta potties?
Yeah. I'm guessing so. Or if not them, then do you know like just the... Do you know the maybe the... what the fuck do you call them? It's like a... It's like a bucket.
I know, it's a bucket with a lid with an hole on it.
Yeah, you get, yeah. Doomsday preppers and all them lads, they'll be mad about them, love them.
Do you actually use them for chucking syringes in and stuff?
Yeah, those type of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm not thick. I know things.
But, yeah, so they were using chemical toilets, but that prison closed in 2013. So that's done with now, okay? So, during a visit from the press at the newly reopened Strangeways, a prisoner told a journalist, quote, "The better conditions are here are not down to the prison department, but for the riot. We would still be in the same old jail, banged up all day and slopping out. The rioters brought this about. These conditions should not have cost the lives of a prisoner or a prison officer and the two huge court trials. They should have done it years ago, but it took a riot to get them to do it."
Yep.
And yeah, they are right. You know, like I said to you, obviously with a riot, there's people who jump on the bandwagon and act the prick and make everything harder, scarier, more dangerous for people. But, yep. I mean, at the core of this, something had to be done. People were sick and tired. They were getting, you know, there's reports of abuse and shit. And it does seem to be the staff or the issue. It seems to be people were saying Brendan O'Friel wasn't all bad. He was trying. But staff didn't want to listen and staff were abusive. So as a result of the riot and the subsequent Wolf report, significant changes and improvements were made to the prison system and thank fuck for that. So just a few comments that were made afterwards. So this is Paul Taylor and he was, you know, the one who grabbed the microphone and kicked it all off.
Yeah.
"It was a pity we had to resort to violence and riot. Nothing else would have forced the government to reform the prison system. After Strangeways, I altered my position on the use of force to settle conflicts. And I would not like to see prisoners spending years in jail as we did for fighting for better conditions." During a parole hearing for Alan Lord years later, his barrister actually brought up the Wolf Report and the conditions in the prison, and he actually asked the judge whether it would be possible that some of Lord's actions were justified. And the judge said, "I wouldn't disagree." So a judge is saying that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It had also been noted that when there had been troubles in the prison, Alan Lord had been witnessed walking away. So I'm just saying about him, you know, earlier to do with him going to the kitchen to get the food, him going down to talk to officers, something like that, like when he was incarcerated, he was the type, at times at least, to be like, look, it don't need this. And when I watched him speaking on one of the documentaries, he did come across really well. You know what I mean? It's...
Yeah.
He did see... Like, some people were saying, like, he was a troublemaker. He was instigating stuff, but... I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't there, I can't say. But I thought he came across well. Another quote about Alan was, quote, Alan was trying to end the siege through negotiations and was instrumental in persuading young prisoners to surrender. So it seems that the majority are for Alan.
Yeah.
And fair folks to him. And again, he was someone who kept sticking out to me. That's why I mentioned him a couple of times in this, because it seemed like he was trying to fight for something, but not in the wrong way.
Not in the... What?
He wasn't going like the aggressive route. He was trying to just...
Yeah, yeah.
It was this extreme because we need it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I want to batter your fucking head off you. But there you go. That's Strange Ways Prison Riot. It's a...
It was a good one.
It's a good one. It's very interesting, and it did bring about massive changes, and it's a very important part
and
of
I
history.
I do highly, highly recommend. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. Go on YouTube and just search Strange Ways Riot.
Absolutely. Look up footage and see the pictures and everything. Cause
there's at least three documentaries I know of.
Yeah, like it's... You have to know about it. You have to learn about it. And you have to understand. Like, you know, like death penalty is a big discussion. We've had the discussion many a time. Yeah. I don't think it's black and white. I think that I'm not for, I'm not against.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this is the same thing in riots and all that. You
Think of... If you if there's somewhere where you go to take your dog for a walk and it's in the middle of nowhere, like in the middle of a forest, and there's that one building where it's like, oh, that's an abandoned building. It's been there decades and it's fallen apart. That's what the fucking prison looked like.
Oh, stop. Like you can literally see flames and smoke billowing
big
out of it.
Big holes in the fucking roof.
In the rough. In the fucking roof. Like you said, they're literally there laid out. Like, so the beams are exposed in the roof.
Yeah.
And they'll be there with their feet resting against it, hands behind their head and all. It's like, what is happening? Yeah. Like, it's brilliant. Well, not brilliant. I don't know if I should say that. But, you know, it's very interesting that this happened. So, with that all done.
Oh, no.
This isn't an oddity as such. It's just something funny. It came into my head today and I was like, that'd be something funny to bring up on the podcast. Weird shit that freaked you out as a kid. It doesn't have to be something inherently scary. You know, I'm not talking about I watched The Exorcist and nearly shit myself. It could just be something weird that you did not like.
Okay.
Do you want to start or will I?
What is...
I don't have a lot, but there's one that, like I said it to you before.
This is a bit unfair because...
Remember I asked you before? I have a couple of yours written down in case you forgot them.
Doink the Clown's entrance music for one.
Yeah. That's similar to mine.
In The Simpsons, there's a...
That's on the list.
Is it?
Yeah.
In The Simpsons, there's an episode where... Does Bart have to go and live... With Ned Flanders, is that the episode? And he's got a bed shaped like a clown.
I can't remember what happened, but I do remember, yeah. Can't sleep, clown will eat me.
Yeah.
Yes.
That fucking bed.
Now, I have one written down for you that is funny as fuck to me. Do you remember what it is?
No.
It's not...
I don't remember this conversation.
Okay. Wallpaper.
Oh.
Mm.
Why do you think this is funny?
Because right,
it terrorized me.
No.
Right. So, at my auntie's house, in the guest bedroom where I'd sleep, the wallpaper was just this plain white wallpaper, but it had patterns what stuck out. What did you call it?
Bubble.
It's not called fucking bubble wallpaper.
What did I? Well, I don't know what the fuck I said.
Textured.
Textured. It's textured now.
Fucking velour.
What? A textured wallpaper, yes.
And so it'd be shapes. Like if you actually looked closely, it'd be flowers and leaves and shit, but it was all white. But when I'd be laid in bed, I'd look. And it wasn't just the wallpaper. A fucking carpet did it as well.
Oh.
You'd see a face. And once you saw this face, you couldn't get to sleep. You couldn't take your eyes off the face. Mm. And yeah, and then I got told off for pushing it in.
Yeah.
I was trying to flatten the whole wallpaper by pushing the sticky out bit in.
I bet that cost your auntie a fortune as well.
Good.
What do you mean good?
Fucking terrorised me.
Poor old devil.
But I bet other people have had that. Carpets, fucking wallpaper, anything like that. At a certain angle, you'll see a face.
Yeah.
There's never a happy face.
When you told me... There's never a happy face. When you told me this, I just started, like, cackling. Because that's exactly what I was trying to say to you. Like, weird shit that freaked you out as a kid. Do you have anything? And, like, if you got what I meant, it's not necessarily scary, but for some reason it twisted your mind. You didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you said that, I just couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was so funny because it was exactly what I meant. I'd walk into that room and go, it's fucking wallpaper. What's up with you?
Yeah.
Whereas for you, it's like, there's a fucking demon on the wall. So for me, my one, if any of you remember playing The Sims, and when that fucking burglar would come onto the lot and that intense music would play and you'd see this little bastard creep onto the screen. I'm aware I'm sat there playing a video game and I could just unplug it. As soon as that music came on, my heart, I swear to God, I nearly shit myself. That terrified me to my core. Did you never get like that playing Sims?
I didn't really play Sims.
Oh, fuck off. I know you weren't mad into it, but you played Sims. Surely you experienced the burglar coming onto the scene.
I can't remember. Well, I know you... funny Sims story, actually, just off topic, but
okay.
Kind of still on topic. So Megan started playing Sims again, and I was taking the piss, saying, how do you find that entertaining? You know, go on GTA, go on... fucking Skyrim, go on. So she told me to try it. She was like, try it, you'll like it. On hers, she created herself. She created me.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Oh.
Did I cheat on?
Yes, with Penny. What's her name? Penny Pizzazz or some shit. Now I couldn't, but right, so.
Penny had some ass.
Yeah, do you know what? I still haven't recovered from this. This was Sims 4, I think it was. And I didn't realise in that game they made it so Sims could have free will. So there we are in our gaff, just moved in. All the neighbours come to, you know, greet you and they bring that fucking fruitcake shit over. So it's grand. My Sims there, like, chatting to Bill or whoever the fuck. You and Penny go into the bedroom. And yous are like, fucking, you know, their mood changes in The Sims 4 and they feeling flirty and all this shit. I'm like, what the fresh hell's going on here?
Didn't you snuff it and I got with someone else?
Probably. Your Sim was right, bastard. Like, I was done with him. Fucking cheek of you. Couldn't believe it.
It's never going around again. Shagging everyone.
I know. Right dirty devil, you. Fuck's sake. Can't catch a break.
So is that your only fear?
I mean, I'm not as jumpy as you and stuff with, you know, with horror and all that. That's the one that always comes to mind.
Oh, another one. Dogs. I'm a bit wary of dogs.
But that's just generally. You're weird about dogs.
No, but it's because of something when I was younger.
Yeah.
Fucking German Shepherd went for me ass.
It's not as funny as the wallpaper, though. Just picture you with the covers pulled up. And just, you know, the can't sleep, wallpaper will eat me. It's that type of fucking feel.
Yours is music on a video game.
Yeah, but music.
Calm
is like,
down. Mine was actually in the room with me.
It was paper.
Fucking possessed paper.
All right. Well, I think that's our lot for this week.
Right.
Strange ways on The Sims and wallpaper. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Jumbo Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.